Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim Ma'azinim. This shiur will be Ezus Hashem be on Bava Kamma Daf Chof Aleph. And we'll start with the remaining Gemara on the Inyan of Zenen of Zalei Chaser. And the Gemara brings down a machlekes. Amar Rav Schaira Amar Ravuna Amar Rav. Hadar b'chatzah chaver shlemidaita ein tzarach lahalis leischar. A person who lives in his friend's chatzir, in a case of zenen of his alechaser, does not have to pay him. Mishum shenemar, zapasik in Yeshaya, ushi'iya yukas shar. Rashi, in one of the Purushim, is masber, that there's a certain shed that his name is Shi'iya, and if there's an empty home, this shed can do damage. So by him living in this other person's chatzir, he's actually saving him from the damage of this shed. That's the first shita. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Beis Misve Yosef, which means there's a practical metzias where if a home is left empty, there are certain things that could happen that could ruin the home and nobody will catch it in time. Whereas if somebody's living there, so he can catch whatever tikkunim needs to be made, and he therefore helps the balabayas. So here are two pirushim why he doesn't have to pay him. Both of them is because he's being mahana the bailam. Not only is it zenen of zalei chaser, it's really in a way zenehen of zenehen. He's actually being mahana him. That's why he's potter from paying. It is just a machlokes in what way he's actually being mahana him. According to Rav Schaira, it's because of ushiya yukas shar, and according to Rav Yosef, it's because of the metzias of beis hamisvei Yosef. The Gemara says my beinayu. What's the nafkamina lahalacha between the two? And for the Gemara, ikka beinayu the kamishdamish be betzivi vitivna. Meaning to say, if let's say this home was used already as a warehouse for the Bailim, so as far as Ushia Yukas Shar is concerned, there's no such chash. Because being that there is something inside it, it's not totally empty, it's used as a storage room, so there is somewhat of a shimush going on in this home, so there's already no shed by the name of Shia. So according to Avshchayr and Merav, in that situation, the person who's Darbe Shalei Bein Daitai will not be Potter, because he's not being Mahanim in any way. Mashegin, according to Yosef, which says it is a hano, based on Mitzvah Yosef, that applies there also, because even though it's used as a storage room, but it's not used as a constant living space, therefore, by this person living there, he's actually helping him, so he's going to be pater. Ad kan divrei Gemara. So there's a major shaila and reshinim on this Gemara. L'chayre, this Gemara is a stira to the maskanas of Gemara earlier on the Chafam Abbeis. The Gemara earlier paskins, Zeh Nana Vezele Chaser is pater. Ma'asaloi, ma'chosroi, ma'hezikoi, without any svara to say that the person living there is actually being mahana the bailam. The etzim fact that it's a hana, which he's being zenen, and the other person's not chaser, that itself is a reason to be pater. And like we were masber in the shir on the afchof, there are two pirushim, two classic pirushim from the achrayim, the Pnei Yeshua says, because it's an inyan of kaif and amidas, daim. And Rav Shimon Shkop says, because in order for the bailam to be teveya, tashlumi nehene, he has to have a zchus tviya. And if he's not losing anything, there's no zchus tviya. Bottom line, as long as the Bailam is not actually having a chisaron, even if he's not gaining anything, he can't be mechayiv, the person who's living there, d'mei nehene. That's the maskana of the Gemara on the Chafam Beis. And over here on the Chafal from an Aleph, bein the fear of Schaira, bein the fear of Yosef, the only reason why you're pater is only because the person living there is actually being mahana the Bailam. Why do you need this nekuda? That's the shaila that the Rishayim and the Achrayim talk about. There are many mahalchim to answer this question, and we're going to talk about Ezus Hashem about four of them. The first mahalch we'll mention is the Rosh. The Rosh really doesn't make anything out of this question. He says, "V'zel Hashinai loy mi ba'i shahu pater mishum dehave lei zenen of zalei chaser." The Gemara means to say, not only are you pater because of the fact that zalei chaser, ela filu tayvanami yaseimai. He's actually even doing something good for him. Which means to say that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Schaira and Rabbi Yosef are talking the Rav Chodemilse. Be'emes, it's not necessary b'chlal to add this nekuda of the fact that the person living there is actually being mahana the Bailam. Be'emes, he'd be potter even without that. Inside the din of Zenen of Zalei Chaser. The Gemara is just being Yosef, then in fact he's actually doing him a taiva. That's the mahalach of the Rush. Zok the Nachlas David, that you have to realize that Be'emes, this is very dochuk in the Gemara. Because if it's just the Rav Chodemilse, how could the Gemara ask a question, my beinayu, and answer ika beinayu? The Gemara, which speaks out a nafkamina between the two shitas, a case of the Mishtamish Babitziva Vitivni, that there you have the Nakudar of Rabbi Yosef of Beisa Misva Yosef, and you don't have the Nakudar of Schair of Ashia Yukas Shar. The fact that Gemara says such a nafkamina is mashma that there is taka nafkamina la halacha. The fee that Devir Rosh, there is never a nafkamina, because Be'emes, even if you wouldn't have any of the Pirushim, he'd be potter anyway, mitzad the din of Zen and of Zalechaser. Memela, the Pshat of the Rosh is Dochu Ktuva Be'Gemara. This is the Ha'ara of the Nachas David on the Pshat of the Rosh. That's the first Pshat in the Gemara. Second Pshat that we'll mention is from the Yamshal Shleima, the Marashal, in Siman Tezayin. He says that Be'emes, really, B'di'evid, once a person lives there, he's going to be potter. That's because of the Gemara earlier of Zen and Avzel Chaser Potter, according to the two Pirushim that we mentioned before. However, L'chatchila, it's still also to live there. And that's something which we spoke about also on Daf Chof. We mentioned this Shitas HaTaisvis, not all the Rishanim agreed to that, but Akaponim Shitas HaTaisvis earlier, Chof HaMudbeiz V'Divi HaMaschal HaEsanis, says that L'chatchila, it's also to live there. And on Daf Chof, we were Mazber two Pirushim why L'chatchila, it's also. L'chayre, the Svar of the Pnei Yeshua of Kaifan Amidas Noim, really should apply even the Gabi Lechatchila. So he said, the Mordechai says that the reason why he could stop him from living the Lechatchila is because he could say, the Baalim could say, that listen, I don't want anybody living there because I may decide that I want to rent it out. Even though we're talking about a Chatzot like Kaimel Agra, it's not usual for him to rent it out, but the Baalim can reserve the ability to rent it out if he wants to. That's why he could stop this person from living there Lechatchila. But the Eved Avad, if the person does live there, he's going to be potter, because L'maisa was like Kaim L'Agra, L'maisa, he did not incur any loss. And Zenen of Zalechaser. But L'chatchila, he can stop him. That's the pshat of the Mordechai. The second pshat that we mentioned is the pshat of the Nuki Yosef, that he says that the klal of Kaifan Amidus Noim is only L'gabi, somebody who's being Mishtamish B'shal Atzmai. But for a person to be able to go to and be Mishtamish B'shal Chaveray, then there we don't say Kaifan Amidus Noim. Bidi Eved, once he actually lives there, and the question is, you should actually have to pay him. There, Zenen of Zalechaser can be said to say that he's potter from paying him. But to go ahead and allow a person to go into Mishtamish B'shal Chaveray, Mitzad Svara of Kefan Amidas Naim, that we don't say. Those are the two Pirushim in the Shitas HaTaisvis that says that even though Bidi Eved, Zenen of Zalechaser is potter, but L'chatchila, it's Aser. Zok the Yamshal Shleimeh, the Gemara of Chaf Aleph and Aleph is coming to say that be'emes, even the Chatchila, you can live there. That's the Chiddush of Rav Schaira and the Chiddush of Rav Yosef. In a case where we have this Nakuda of Shia Yukas Shar, in a case where there's a Chshash, that if the person doesn't live there, the Baalim's actually going to sustain damages because of the shed by the name of Shia. And in Rav Yosef's Svara also, where there's a Svara of a Beis HaMisva Yosef, where if not for this person living there, he's actually going to have a chasara, and so comes out the person living there is actually being mahanehim. This svara that he's mahanehim allows him to live there even l'chatchila. Why? I, l'chayru, we were just from Masber, two svaras, why l'chatchila, the Baalim could be ma'akevim. And the answer is, says the Yamshal Shleimeh, that really, what the Gemara means to say is that there's an umdana that probably the person would allow him to live there. Which is why the Gemara says, Dar b'chatz chaver shalei midaitai. If the person doesn't know about it, the Baalim has no idea. And the question is, a person comes with Fanenu to ask a shayla, can I live in Pliny's chatzar shalei b'shus? I know that Zen and Avzal chatzar is pata b'di'evet, but I know that l'chatchila it's also for me to live there. Can I live there shalei b'shus? And the answer is, that I can, says Rav Schaira and Rav Yosef. In a case where I'm saving the Baalim from the Shia Yukas Shar, and because of a Beis HaMitzvah Yosef, there's an umdana, and we could assume that probably the Baalim would allow him to live there. Therefore, avada, if the Baalim is actually there and being meichen and saying don't live there, then the kuliyama, you can't live there, according to the Shitas HaTaisvis and the Chafam Veis. If he actually lived there b'diavad, avada, he doesn't have to pay. Zenen of Zalechaser. The Shaila in our Gemara of Chafal from an Aleph is, in a case where the Baalim is not being meichen, but I didn't live there yet, I want to live here l'chatchila, shaloi midas ha-Baalim. Here, Rav Schaira and Rav Yosef are coming to say that there's an umdana that the Baalim would probably allow you, the Chatchila, to live there, and you may be samech on that umdana, and you may live there. That's the pshat of the Yamshal Shleimeh. Min HaSvara, this is a very geshmak of pshat. But l'maisa, it's dochuk in the Lashon HaGemara. Because the Lashon HaGemara is Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Hador b'chatzah chaveri. Somebody who lives, past tense, and the member fears eyes, ain't tzarech l'alos l'schar, doesn't have to pay him. It's very mashma from the Lashon HaGemara that we're talking about, but the Eved, somebody who lived there, he doesn't have to pay him. According to the Mahalach of the Yamshal Shleimeh, that's not an issue b'chlal. B'diavad Yiv Shor doesn't have to pay him. That's the sugya on the Chaf Amud Beis. Our whole Indian is only the Gabi L'chatchila Shalem Yidasa Bailam. According to the Amshul Shalem, the Loshon HaGemara is Dachuk Ma'oid. That's the second Mahalach in our sugya. There's a third Mahalach, which is the Mahalach of the Nemukah Yosef. Zok the Nemukah Yosef, that Be'emes, the Gemara earlier mentions a Svara of Shachrirusa de Ashaisa. That means to say, that if a person lives in a new house, like Rashi's Masber over there, where the walls are currently white and fresh looking, when a person lives in a new house, he blackens the walls. Just by living there, there's a certain mitzvah that the walls become a little bit black, they become a little bit soiled. That's Shachrirusa de Ashaisa, and we consider that to be a Zanana Vizeh Chaser. Even if it's a Chaser de Lekayim La'agra, the Bayam's not losing out rent money, but he's losing out from the fact that there's a Shachrirusa de Ashaisa. And in that case, the person living there is going to have to pay, because it's Zanana Vizeh Chaser. That's the Gemara earlier on the Chafam Abbas. Zokten Muki Yosef, that what our Gemara means to say is that Keneged, the loss of Shachrirusa de Ashaisa, Keneged that, on the other side of the scale, there's also a Te'alis. The Te'alis is Shia Yukas Shar, an Ubeisa Mitzvah Yosef. So therefore, the Te'alis of Rav Schairin of Yosef cancels out the Chasarn of Shachrusa de Shaisa, and we're back to Zenhenev Zeloi Chasar, and he's going to be Pater. That's the Mahalach of the Nemukah Yosef. So it comes out according to the Nemukah Yosef, which is not like the Rosh Vitz Lav Davka. No, we need these Svaras. And it's not like the Yamshul Shleimah that we're talking about the Chatchila. No, we're talking about even B'dieved. We need these Svaras to Pater him even B'dieved. Because in a bias chadash, specifically in a bias chadash, because in a bias chadash where there's shakarusa de shaisa, we're running a risk of being zenen of a zechaser. If not for the fact that to cancel out the chasarn of shakarusa de shaisa, there is the maila and there's the te'eles of beis hamitzvah yosef and ushiyah yukas shar. That's the mahalach of the Nemukah Yosef. Comes along the lecha mishneh in hilchos gzeil v'aveda perek gimel halacha tes, and he says we didn't really help that much. It's true that we understand why we need this, even though Zenen of Zalechaser is Pater, but it's still far carried from the Gemara and Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Because the Gemara and Daf Chaf Amud Beis says that in a Bayis Chadash, where there's a Shachrusa de Shaisa, he actually has to pay. Halacha L'maisa, he has to pay. That's how the Gemara's Masber over there, the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Hadar B'chotzech HaVeir Shalom Yedaitei, Tzarech L'Halis L'Eschar. And the Gemara over there is Mavor, that even the Rabbanon don't even argue, Be'etzem on the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, they just argue because of a different Svara of Beis El Aliyah Meshtabed. Al Kaponim, the Pshitus of the Gemara of Chaf Amud Beis is that in a Bayis Chodesh you actually have to pay Midin Zenen of Zechaser. So it comes out that our Sugya of Chaf Alef and Aleph is going against that Gemara, because the fee our Sugya, Lemaisa, you don't have to pay. Because Keneged Shachrusa de Shaisa, we have the other Svaras of Shi Yukas Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef, which cancel it out. So there's still a Stiris HaGemara. That's the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. So the Lecha Mishnah answers with a Chiddush. It's true that the Gemara earlier that talks about Shachrusa de Shaisa is talking about a Bayis Chadash. But the truth is that even a Bayis Yashan also has some level of Shachrusa de Shaisa, even though the house has already been used. But the more a person lives there, the more black the walls get. Therefore, in a Bayis Chadash, that's where the Gemara on Chaf Amud Beis says that it's called the Zenen of Zech Chaser, and he's Mechuyiv to pay him. There, the hezek of Shachrusa de Shaisa is so great that the maila of Ashiya Yukas Sharon based on Mitzvah Yosef doesn't cancel out that chasarn. So it remains a zanen of a zechaser. In our Gemara, the Nemukah Yosef who mentions Shachrusa de Shaisa does not mean a bayis chadash, it means a bayis yashan, where even in a bayis yashan there is a small level of Shachrusa de Shaisa. That small level of Shachrusa de Shaisa is taka canceled out by the maila of Ashiya Yukas Shar and Beis HaMitzvah Yosef. That's the Mahalach of the Lecha Mishnah. Comes out in a Bayis Chadash, where there's a large Shachrusa de Shaisa, Yitak have to pay, Kamavur and the Gemara and the Chafam and Beis. But in a Bayis Yashan, there is a small level of Shachrusa de Shaisa. That's the Chiddush of the Lecha Mishnah, that there is some level of Shachrusa de Shaisa even in a Bayis Yashan. And it's not called the Zenon of Zechoser, Machmas the Svaras that are mentioned in our Sugya. That's Lecha Mishnah's Mahalach in the Nemukah Yosef. The Rajbe says a similar mahalach, but from a different angle. Says the Rajbe, Avada Shachrusa de Shaisa is something that's only by Bayis Chodesh, not by Bayis Yoshan, at all. Nevertheless, the Lashon of the Rajbe is, Asuyim l'hiskalkel k'tzas ayidei diras b'nei adam. The Mitzias is that a home sustains somewhat of a kilkel, this kalkel ktsas, al yidei diras b'nei adam. And that's avada even by bayis yoshem. Keneged that his kalkel ktsas, that's why the Gemara needs the svara of Ushio Yukas Shar and Besa Misva Yosef. That's the svara of the Rajba. So it comes out again according to the Rajba. By bayis chadosh, avada going to be chayiv. Because keneged the hezek of shakarusa de shaisa, these milos of Ushio Yukas Shar and Besa Misva Yosef aren't able to cancel that out. But keneged the kilkel ktsas, that Shia Yukas Shar and basically Mesu Yosef can cancel it out. So these are the four Perushim. The Rosh, the Yamshal Shleime, the Nemukah Yosef, and the Rajba. Now, the Nemukah Yosef and the Rajba are assuming that if you cancel out the Chasarim, of whether it's Shachrusa de Shaisa Ktsas, or whether it's Kilkul Ktsas Aydei Diras B'nei Adam, Aydei the gain of a Shia Yukas Shar and Besa Mitzvah Yosef. So one cancels out the other, and we remain with a Zenene Mezeh Lai Chaser. Now we have to speak something out of here. There is a Machlaikis. What happens B'makim where you have a small Chisaron? You have Shachirusa Deshaisa. That's a Chisaron, but that Chisaron is not the same amount as the full amount of the rent, of the Nehene. So it's called Zenene Mezeh Chaser, but how much do you pay? Do you pay only the small amount of the chasaron? Or do you say that once it's a small chasaron, that's magalgal alav esakol and is mechuyev to pay for the entire amount of the nehena? So the Taisvis on the Chafal from an Aleph, an hour daf, b'divrei maskil v'yahavi, says that once it's a small chasaron, that is a din of zenene v'zechaser, and you mechuyev to pay for the entire nehena. And we explained this in the previous shir, based on the two svaras that we mentioned earlier of the Pnei Yeshua and Rav Shimon, that the only reason why a person's potter from paying nehen is because there's no chasaron b'chalal. The fee of Pnei Yeshua because it's koyef on midas time, and because the fear of Shimon because there's no schus to be toveya for the nehenah. But once it's a small chasaron, that already makes that there's no koyef on midas time, and now he does have a schus to be toveya for the nehenah, and he can be toveya for the entire amount of the hana. That's the shita of Taisus, and other Rishonim who agree with Taisus. However, the Nemukah Yosef we spoke out, he says that you're only mechuyev to pay for the amount of the chasaron, and you're not mechuyev to pay for the whole nehena. So the chayra would seem that the Nemukah Yosef in our sugya is going l'shitasai. Because in our sugya, be'emes, there is a chasaron. The chasaron is because there's a small amount of shacharusa de'ashaisa. Once there's a chasaron, we should look at this at zenena v'zeh chaser, and that should be megalgal that he should be mechuyev to pay the entire amount of the hana. Now, the fact that he pays him back with a small hana of Ushia Yukas Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef, that's only a small amount of Anah. That doesn't do justice to pay him back for the entire amount of the Nehene, so he should not be able to pater himself on account of these svaras of Ushia Yukas Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef. But the Mukhi Yosef Shitasi is very gishmak, because he says that by Zenehene v'zeh chaser ktsas, you only mechuyev to pay the amount of the chasaron. So be'emes, the Ushia Yukas Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef do pay back for the chasaron of the Shacharusa de Shaisa. And that's all he's mechuyev to pay, and not more. But if we were to say, like Shitas of Taisus v'Shar v'Shainim, that Beis Nehenah v'Zeh Chaser Ktsas, he has to pay for the entire amount of the Nehenah, the fact that he happens to be being Mahanahim with a small Hana of a Shia Yikos Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef, that wouldn't do the trick. That wouldn't pay for the whole Hana. Being that there is a Chasaron of Shacharusa de Shaisa or a small Chasaron, that should be Mechayev him everything, and he should still be Chayev on the difference between the Hano, B'Shia Yikos Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef, to the entire Hano. The problem is in the Rajba, because the Rajba, he himself, holds of the Shita that Zeh Nehena V'Zeh Chaser Ktsas has to pay for the entire Nehena. Nevertheless, he says in our sugya that even though there's a chasaron of its derech l'skalkel ktsas ay diras b'nei Adam, k'neged that, he could be Mahanahim with B'Shia Yikos Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef, and he's going to be Potter. Why would he be Potter? L'chaira, let's look at all three things separately. He's Nehenah full shear of Hana. Let's say, for example, that's $100 worth of Hana. There's a chisaron of derech of the dira to be meskalkel ktsasai de diras b'nei Adam. That's a chisaron, let's say, of $5. So zeh Nehenah v'zeh chaser. Now, there's a third thing, that he happens to be being Mahana the Bailim, a $5 Hana, because of a Shia Yukas Shar and Beis Mitzvah Yosef. But once he's chayiv the full $100, how is that small hana going to do the trick? That's the chayiv, something that's shver in the Shitas HaRajba. And the answer is, and the Chayritz Pashit, is that we don't look at it as three separate things. When we're looking at this Maisa Dira, is this Maisa Dira considered a Chesaron to the Baalim? We say that all in all, after all the dust settles, it's not a Chesaron to the Baalim. Mitzad Echad Be'emes, it should have been a Chesaron, because it's Derech Lizkalkul Tzas. Mitzad Cheney, it should really be a Maila for the Baalim, because of Shia Yukas Shar and a Beis Mitzvah Yosef. So we put both these factors into the equation, and they cancel each other out, and we don't look at it as a chesaron bachlal. When do we say that he has to pay back the entire amount of hana? That's when the dira mitzar atzma is a chesaron, and he's going to pay him, he's going to do a maisa tashlumen, so then we say, okay, the maisa tashlumen has to be on the entire hana, because the dira mitzar atzma is a dira that's called a chesaron. But in this situation, where mitzar echad, there's a chesaron, mitzar echad, there's a maila, we don't say that there's a chesaron, but a tashlumen. Rather, we say that the chesaron and the hana cancel each other out. And bottom line, this dira is not considered a dira of chaser. Rather, we look at it as zenehene v'ze loy chaser, and he's going to be pater. Ad kan shtikl number one, the four pirushim in the Gemara over here of Rav Schair and of Yosef, and the different inyanim, which we could be mafalpal, makshem, mafarik, in this inyan. Now let's go on to the sugya of machzeres. And we have to be makdim that this Gemara is really coming to be mazber, the words of the Mishnah earlier on the Futesimut base. The Mishnah says, Ketzad meshalemes masha nehenis. When do we say that Shein b'shus harabim only pains masha nehenis and not the full amount of the hezek? Says the Mishnah, Ochla mitoicha rechava meshalemes masha nehenis. Mitzide rechava meshalemes masha hezika. If he eats from the middle of the Rechava, there it has a din of Rosh Hashanah and he pays Mashan Enes. Mitzide Rechava, however, if it's Mitzide HaRechava, there the halacha is that he's Mishalemes Masha Hezika. So our sugya, Rav and Shmuel, are coming to be Masber, this din that Mitzide HaRechava, it's Mishalemes Masha Hezika. Why Mishalemes Masha Hezika, and why don't we say that there there's also the Ptur of Shein Rishus Harabim? So in that, there's a Machlaikis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that Tzidei Rechava pays Masha Hezika because it's Machzeres. Shmuel says, no, that's not going to help. Even Machzeres also would not pay Masha Hezika, would only pay Masha Nehenis. And therefore, Shmuel says that the definition of Tzidei Rechava means Deshavkisa L'Rechava V'Ozla V'Kama B'Tzidei Rechava. He didn't just turn his head. Rather, the entire animal left the Rechava V'Ozla V'Kama and it stood B'Tzidei Rechava and ate there. That's the case when Tzidei Rechava is going to pay Masha Hezika and not Masha Nehenis. So the Firav, the animal itself could be standing with Teicha Rechava, he just turns his head to Tzidei Rechava, that's when he can pay Masha Hezika. And the Fishmuel, the entire animal has to move over in order for him to pay Masha Hezika and not Masha Nehenis. So in this Gemara, there are Kama Mahalchim and the Rishainim, how to understand Divrei Rav and Divrei Shmuel. There's Rashi and then there's Taisvis. And even within Rashi, there are different Mahalchim and different ways to quote what Rashi actually said. So let's start with Rav's Shita of Machzeres. Rashi in Arasugya in the Gemara doesn't explain the Svara why by Machzeres you're going to pay Masha Hezika. But Taisus v'divir ha-maschalu v'machzeres brings down a pshat b'shem Pirish Acher Shel Rashi. Now Pirish Acher Shel Rashi is referring to the fact that in Baba Kama there are different Mahaduris of the Pirish Rashi on the Masechta. And you can find in the Tfus of Rav Shapsi Frankel that he brings down the Madura Kama Shal Rashi. So Taisus brings down B'Shem Pirish Acher Shal Rashi, the Machzeres Chayeves Mishum Keren, the Meshunahu. The reason why he pays Masha Hezika is because the Maisa of Machzeres to eat is a Maisa Meshunah, and Masha Hezika, according to this, means Chatzi Nezek Bayatam, and only by Mu'ud will he pay Nezek Shal. That's the Pshat in Shitas Rav of Machzeres, as quoted in Taisus B'Shem Pirish Acher Shal Rashi. The emes is that Rashi in the Mishneh actually says this mefurish. Zok Rashi b'divir maschil mitzidei harachava meshalemes mashe hezika kedin karen tam chatzi nezek umuid nezek shalim. And Rashi adds on ubegemara mefarishlo. So that's the pshat according to Rav. What about according to Shmuel, who says deshavkisa he left the rishus harabim the ozla v'kama b'tzidei rishus harabim? So L'chayre, Rashi in the Mishnah, who says, Alpi Pashtus, that has a din of Karen, and he says, Ubugumar Mefarishla, Rashi's mashma, that this is not going to be totally in Rav and Shmuel, The Pashtus Mashmaitz of Rashi is that Bein Lefi Rav, Bein Lefi Shmuel, it's going to be Chayiv Midin Karen, which would mean that if the animal is Shavik, leaves the entire Rishus Rabim and goes to the Tzidei Rishus Rabim, that according to Shmuel is going to be considered Meshune and it's going to be Chayiv Midin Karen. So the Machlaikis between Rav and Shmuel according to this is going to be, in a case of Machzeres, is that considered Meshune or Orche? Lefi Rav it's Meshune, Lefi Shmuel it's Orche. And according to Shmuel, the only case which is going to be Meshune is a case where the entire animal moves over, that's going to be Meshune. But Bein Lefi Rav, Bein Lefi Shmuel, these are just different ways how to have it to be Karen and to be Chayav Chatzi Nezek Baitam. And as I state Mefurish and Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz B'Shem Rashi, that the Pshat in Shmuel is the Hav Vadai Lav Orche. To do that, to move over, for the entire animal to move over, is definitely not Orche. That's one Mahalach in Shitas Rashi. Now this needs to be explained. According to this, it comes out that the fact that the animal moved over, according to Shmuel, that's going to make the entire Maisa Hezek to be a Maisa Mazik of Meshunah. This is the Chayr Tzarech Bir. The moving over, that part was Meshunah. But once the animal was already comfortable in the Tzidei Rishus Rabim and he eats, B'shas Da'achila, there's nothing Meshunah B'shas Da'achila Mamish. Why are we going to consider that to be Meshunah? So the Nachos David is Ma'ir this Shaila, and he says, this Rashi goes L'shitasai, because we spoke out earlier on the few Testament Beis, that the Rush over there in Simon Gimel brings down a Shitas Rashi, and the Rush over there argues on him. The Rashi that the Rush brings down over there is actually on the Chav Gimel Mar Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about a Kelev, which is Chayter, he digs underneath a door, and he goes and he eats a Harara. And the Gemara says, in order to say that the Kelev is going to be Chayiv over there, we must say, Zaysay Meres, Stam Dalsayis Chaturay Sayin Eitzel Kelev. It must be that it's usual and it's normal for a Kelev to be able to dig himself underneath a door. Rashi is Masber. What's the Raya? So Rashi, because if it was unusual, if it was a Dover Meshuneh, then you'd only pay Chatzi Nezek on the Harara. So in this Rashi you see that because the Maisa Chatira to get out and to reach the Harara was Meshuneh, even though once he actually reaches the Harara and he does the Maisa Mazik of Achila, that's Orche, nevertheless, the entire Maisa Mazik is going to have a din of Karen and it's going to be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. The Rush disagrees over there. The Rush says that the fact that the Maisa Chatira was Meshuneh, that wouldn't make the Maisa Achila to be Meshuneh. The Maisa Chatira is first and the Maisa Mazik of Achila is afterwards. B'shas the Maisa Achila, we're going to look at that as a Maisa of Orche and it's going to pay Nezek Shalom. On account of that, the Rush has a different shot in the Gemara over there. The Gemara means to say that it's not an Einus, because if it would be an Einus, you would be Pater. But that it should be considered Meshuneh, that was never a Havimina in the Gemara. Even if Stam Dal says, Lav Chaturi says, Hein Eitzel Kalev, that wouldn't make the Achila to be a din of Meshuneh. Akapanim it's Yaitze, the Shitas Rashi is, that even though the Chelik of the Meshuneh was just how he got to do the Maisa Mazik, but once he was there, the actual Maisa Mazik is not Meshuneh, that is going to give the entire Maisa Mazik a din of Meshuneh and a din of Chatzi Nezek, which stems with what Rashi says in our Shita, in our Sugim, according to the Mahalach of Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, that Shita Shmuel is going to be that if the animal is Shavka, V'Ozla, V'Kama, V'Tzidur Shus Rabim, that is going to give the Maisa Chila a din of Meshuneh, and he's only going to pay Chatzi Nezek. Ad Kan, the beer Hayyafe of the Nachos David in Shitas Rashi in our Sugya. The Rush who actually argues in Rashi, as we'll see, Hitaka has a different pshat in our Sugya. So that's the first Mahalach in Shitas Rashi, the Bein Lefi Rav, Bein Lefi Shmuel, it's an inyan of Karen. However, if you look in Divrei Rashi in our Sugya, when it comes to Masber Shitas Shmuel of Kama B'tzidei Rechava, Zok Rashi V'zeh L'Shainai, Ein Derech Shvarim L'Leches Sham, Hilkach lav kishus harabim dami. Rashi is masbir that the pshat according to Shmuel is because it doesn't have a din of rishus harabim. Not that it's Karen, but rather it's Shane, but it's Shane rishus hanizik. That's Rashi in our sugya. So from Rashi, it's mavur that lefi Shmuel it's not an inin of Karen, it's an inin of Shane. How does that stem with the Rashi in the Mishnah and Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz b'shem Rashi? So the emes is that there's two ways to look at this. Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz says that Anachanami, Rashi in our Gemara does not stem with Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah is going like the Pirush Acher Shal Rashi, which is brought down in Taisvis, that's the Madura Kama of Rashi, that Madura Kama of Rashi held the Bein Lefi Rav and Bein Lefi Shmuel, it's an Indian of Karen. Rashi in our Gemara, he was Chayzer, that's the Madura Shnia of Rashi, and Rashi holds that Bein Lefi Rav, Bein Lefi Shmuel, it's not an Indian of Karen, it's rather an Indian of Rishus HaNizik. And according to this, the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is going to be, what do we need in order to consider it a Rishus HaNizik? Lefi Rav, Machzeris gives it a din of Rishus HaNizik, and Lefi Shmuel, it has to be Shavka V'azla V'kama B'tzidei Rishus HaNizik, B'tzidei Rechava, in order to have a din of Rishus HaNizik. What exactly is the beer in the machlekes? That we're going to see Be'ezus Hashem in Shitas Taisus in the Rush, because it works out that this is the second Mahalach of Rashi, is exactly like Taisus in the Rush, and the Rush. That's the Mahalach of the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. However, if you look in the Shita Mekabetzes, B'Shem, the Taisus HaRosh, it's Mavur that the Rashi and the Mishnah and the Rashi and our Gemara are not a stira at all. Rashi and the Mishnah is going according to Shita's Rav, and Rashi and our Gemara is going according to Shmuel. And it comes out, Lefi Rav, that it's Machzeres. Machzeres is a Maisa Meshune, and that's going to have a din of Karen. Mashengen Lefi Shmuel, that it's Shavka V'Azla V'Kama B'Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, that's not going to be Karen, that's not a Maisa Meshune, but rather that's going to give it a din of Rishus HaNizik. So the Svar is going to be Meschalik between Rav and Shmuel. Lefi Rav it's Karen, Lefi Shmuel it's Rishus HaNizik. Hayoytzei that there are three possible Shitais of Rashi in the Sugya. The Madura Kama of Rashi is that Bein Lefi Rav, Bein Lefi Shmuel, it's Inyan of Karen. The Madura Basra of Rashi, the way it's quoted in Rabbeinu Peretz, is exactly like Taisus and the Rush, that Bein Lefi Rav and Bein Lefi Shmuel, it's Inyan of Rishus HaNizik. The Taisus and Rush brought down the Shita Mekabetzes, he quotes Rashi as being Machalik between Rav and Shmuel. Lefi Rav, that it's Machzeretz, that's Meshunah and it's Karen. Lefi Shmuel, that it's Shavka V'Azav, come to see the Rishus HaRavim, that's going to be an Inyan of Rishus HaNizik. Adkan Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. What's Shitas HaTaisis and Shitas HaRosh in the Sugya, which is also the Madura Basra of Rashi. So it's based on a Yesod, which the Rosh says earlier on Daf Chaf, in Siman Dalet. He says that if we're coming to be Magdir, what's considered a Rishus HaNizik and what's considered a Rishus HaRabim, that's Mitli Talui, where the Baal HaPeiris has a right and a schus to put down his Peiris. If the Baal HaPeiris has a schus to put down his Peiris in a specific place, that is a din of Rishus HaNizik. But if the Baal HaPeiris has no right to put his Peiris there because he has to be choshish that maybe an animal will easily get to them, that doesn't have a din of Rishus HaNizik, that is a din of Rishus HaRabim, and in those places, the Baal HaShar is going to be Pater. Zogin Taisus and the Rosh, that this is the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Lefi Rav, if a person puts his Peiris in a place where the animal can't actually eat them derech hiluchai, in order for the animal to eat them, he has to turn his head. Such a place, the person has a right to put his Peiris. And it's al baal hashor to be careful that his animal shouldn't do a machzeres. Because it's not with the regular derech hiluchai, there, the baal Peiris is just to put them there, and it has a din of Rishus HaNizik, and that's why machzeres is going to be chayiv midin shein Rishus HaNizik. Shmuel says no. The animal that's walking Rishus HaRabim, he turns his head, that's easy for the animal to get to. There, the Baal does not have Rishus to put his Peiris there. A place where an animal can get to Aidei Machzeres, there's no Rishus for the Nizik to put his Peiris there, and therefore it's going to have a din of Rishus HaRabim. The only place where we say the Baal has Rishus to put his Peiris there, and it has a din of Rishus HaNizik, and the Baal HaShar is going to be Achrei, and he's going to be Chayiv, is only if he puts them far enough into Tzidur Rishus HaRabim, that in order for the animal to get there, he has to actually leave the main thoroughfare and go into the Tzidur Rishus HaRabim in order to get the Peiris. The Baal has Rishus to put him there, and has a din of Rishus HaNizik, and the Baal HaShar is going to be Achrei, and he's going to be Chayiv. Ad Kan, Shtickle number 2, the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Machzeres, and Shavkas al Rechava v'Azla v'Kama b'Tzidei Rechava. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down Ikud Amri, a different Mahalach in the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. And the Machlekes is in a case of Makza Mokim Mershusai l'Rishus HaRabim. If a person sets aside part of his own Rishus and he donates it for the use of the Rabim, and then he puts Peiris inside that area, and a Shar from Rishus HaRabim eats it, so that's where, according to the Ikud Amri, there was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether you're going to be chayiv or not. According to Rav, you're going to be pater. Mak tzemakam reshusel reshus Rav and Ptura. And according to Shmuel, Afilu maktzamakim reshus lishus rabim chayevas. Now the Gemara in the Havamina wants to be toilet in the machlekes of barber shusai. And the Gemara says, according to Rav that you're pater, it's because he holds barber shusai chayev. And according to Shmuel that you're chayev, it's because he holds barber shusai pater. And then the Gemara is doiche that really there's a difference for us in machlekes. But we'd like to focus on the Havamina that it's toloi in the machlekes of barber shusai. And in this, in Pashup Shat, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, which is important to know. Lefi Rashi, the Yisrael of the Machlekes is based on a klal, which is in the Gemara and Daf Lamed, later on in Perek HaMinyach, which says that kol ha-makalkalim b'shus ha-rabim she'ziku chayavim l'shalim v'chol ha-machzik behen zocha. There's a klal that any time there's a bar b'shus ha-rabim, it's hefker, and anybody may be zeiche in that item, which is a michshol b'shus ha-rabim. So based on the klal of kol ha-machzik behen zocha, that's going to be the Bir HaMachlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Lefi Rav, Bar B'Shusay is Chayev. So in a case where a person puts down Peiris by Maktza Mokim, that has a din of Bar B'Shusay, because Bar B'Shusay Chayev, therefore it's called a Machzik Behen Zocha. So if you're even allowed to be Zeichen it, if you're even allowed to keep it for yourself, so obviously if his animal eats it, he's going to be Potter. Mashenken Lefi Shmuel, that he holds Bar B'Shusay Potter, so it comes out, it doesn't have a din of a Bar, so it comes out that it's not hefker. Memele, if a shor eats it, he's going to be chayiv. Hayyotzei, that there's no machlekes bachlal legabid halacha of shen b'shus harabim and shen b'shus hanizik. Everybody agrees that be'etzem it has a din of shen b'shus hanizik, even though he was makta makam l'shus harabim, but because essentially it's his place and he retained for himself permission to put his peiros down, be'emes that has a din of shen b'shus hanizik. The only reason why the halacha is going to be that you're going to be pater lefi Rav, it's because it has a din of a bar b'shusay, because the animals do have rishus to walk there. Once it's bar b'shusay, so it's called a machzik ben zocha. If it's called a machzik ben zocha, so then obviously if you eat it, you're going to be pater. Hashenken, according to Shmuel, it doesn't have a din of a bar, so it remains the property of the bialim, and therefore it's going to be a regular case of shem b'shus hanizik. That's lefi shitas Rashi. Taisvis asks a number of questions on Rashi. And Taisus, on account of that, learns a different pshat. And Taisus says that be'emes, the machlekes in regards to Shane, is mitli tali in the lumdus behind the machlekes of bar b'shusay chayiv or bar b'shusay pater. What's the beer in the shita why bar b'shusay is chayiv? Zok Taisus, because even though be'emes, this person is putting his bar, or his pears, which act as a bar, in his rishos, in his own rishos, and he has permission to put it there, but because it's mamish at the border of Rishus Rabim, and it's quite impossible for a shar who's walking to be able to be nizar, not to step a drop over the border into the Rishus HaNizik, therefore it's considered a mikshal klapi the animals that are in Rishus Rabim, and therefore the halacha is going to be that it's going to be chayiv. So be'emes it's in his own Rishus, but because it's positioned in a place so close to Rishus Rabim, it's going to have a din ki'ilu it's a bar Rishus Rabim. That's pshat in the Mount Omer bar Rishus HaChayiv. So too, that's why it's not going to have a din of Shein Rishus HaNizik, even though the place happens to be the property be'etzem of the Nizik, and he has Rishus to put Paris there, but because he's putting the Paris Mamish on the board of Rishus Rabim, and it's so difficult for a shard to be Nizhar not to eat it Mamish Derech Iluchai, so therefore be'emes, as far as Shein is concerned, we're going to say that he doesn't have Rishus to put his Paris there and expect that they should not be eaten. Memela is going to have a din of Shein Rishus HaRabim. And this is based on the Yisoid, which we mentioned earlier in the Shir, that the Hagdara as to what's considered Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaNizik in regards to Shein is where does the Baal HaParis have Rishus to put them there, and we say that it's Al Baal HaShar Li Zohir. So the same Svara that's going to be a din of Bar Rishus HaChayiv, that's going to Pater the Baal HaShar, and the Halacha is going to be Lefi Rav, that he's going to be Pater. Mashenken Lefi Shmuel, it's going to work the opposite way around. He holds, even though it's true that there's a svara of Eni Yochel Letzamtzem, nevertheless, a Bialim has Rishus to dig a bar within his property, even though it's mamish on the border of Rishus Rabim. If this is his property, he has Rishus, and it's Baal HaShar Li Zohir. Therefore, in a case of a bar, the halacha is going to be that he's potter. Umehai Taima, Legabi the din of Shen Rishus HaNizik, is going to have a halacha of Shen Rishus HaNizik. He has Rishus to put his Paris over there, and the Baal HaShar is going to be chayiv if his animal eats it. Adkan the bir hamachlekes lefi Rav and Shmuel lefi shitas ha'taisvis, which is totally different than the mahalach of lefi Rashi. Adkan shtickle number 3. Now we're going to go on to the sugya on the chafal from Urbeis, the Mishnah of Akel v'Agdi, and the sugya of tchilas b'pshia v'soifei b'oynes by Nezikin. The Mishnah says Akel v'Agdi shakov tumirei shagag b'shibrus akelim mishalom nezik shalom. If they jumped off the gag and they broke kelim, that's Orchei, and they pay Nezek Shalom. And the Gemara is Medayik, time at the Kovtzu, Hanaflu Potter. It's Mavur from the Mishnah, that's only because they jumped. But if they fell, you would be Potter. Why would you be Potter? Because it's an Inus. The Baal doesn't have to think that his animal would fall off the roof. So the Gemara, L'chayr, that should be totally in the Machlaikis of Tchilasi B'Pshia B'Saifei B'Inus, Chayv or Potter. L'man Da'am Tchilasi B'Pshia B'Saifei B'Inus Potter, so that's good. But Laman Damit Chazav Shiyav Sefer Bainas Chayiv, Lechayr, that's Shver. And the Gemara has a teretz, how to deal with the Man Damit Amar Tchilasav Shiyav Sefer Bainas Chayiv. But we'd like to focus on the Etzem Achleikis of Tchilasav Shiyav Sefer Bainas by Nezikin. And we find in other places in the Masechta, later on in Perak HaKainis, that the Gemara also discusses this Machleikis, that there's a Man Damit Amar Tchilasav Shiyav Sefer Bainas Chayiv, and the Zman Omar Tchilas B'Pshia V'Seifa V'Einis Potter. Meaning to say, if the Baal of an animal is Peshaya in regards to the Hezek happening, like over here, the Baal of Kelev Agdi is Peshaya, that his Kelev or Gedi could be Kaifetz, could jump and break a Kli, but Lemaise, the Hezek didn't happen on a day whatever the Pshia was for, because the animal didn't jump. Instead, the animal fell, which means Saratzme is an Einis. Do you say that because Lemaise it broke, the Hezek happened by Eifin of Aynes, he's Potter? Or do you say that because of the Tchilasi B'Pshia, that he's going to be Chayiv? The same Achleikas of Tchilasi B'Pshia of Seifa B'Aynes, Chayiv or Potter, we find also in Masechta Bava Metziah, in Perek HaMafkid and Daflam Vav, in regards to Shaimrim. What happens if a Shaimer was Peshaya in regards to a certain Hezek, but Lemaise, that Hezek didn't take place? Instead, a different Hezek took place. For example, there's another Gemara in Perek HaMafkid and Daf Mem Beis, which talks about a Shomer who hid money in a Tzrifa d'Orbani, in this little structure that's made out of branches where the bird hunters used to hide. So it's a Peshaya in regards to Sreifa, but it's not a Peshaya in regards to Gneva. And at the end, it wasn't Nisraf, instead it was Nignav. Do you say Tchlasi B'Peshaya B'Sefer B'Aynas Chayiv, or do you say Potter? And the Gemara over there brings two Man D'Armam. So the Chayra Alpi Pashtos, the same Achleikas that we have become of Bekaimus in regards to Nezikin of the Chalas of Shiva Sefer Bainus of its Chayra Potter, that's the same Achleikas in regards to Shaimrim. Do you say the Chalas of Shiva Sefer Bainus Chayv or Potter? And the Svaris apply to both cases. Now, let's be misamic a little bit. What exactly is the Svaris of Achleikas if the Chalas of Shiva Sefer Bainus is Chayv or Potter? Alpi Pashtos, you should be Potter. And Echanami, I was Peshaya, but Baruch Hashem, luckily, the thing that I was Peshaya for didn't take place. Something else took place. That other thing that took place, I wasn't a Peshaya for. So let's deal with the actual Hezek that took place, and I'll be Pashtus, he's an Einus. So the Mandomer Tchlasi B'Pshia V'Seif V'Einus Potter is quite understandable. The Chiddush Tekashita is the Mandomer Tchlasi B'Pshia V'Seif V'Einus Chayiv. Why are you Chayiv? So it's Yedua, Divrei Rabbi Kivya Eger, in Perek HaMafkid and Daf Lamed Vav, in the sugya of Shomer Shemasul HaShomer, in his Ma'arach over there, in Ois Chav Tes, that he has two Pirushim, in why Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seif HaBainis should be Chayiv. The first Pirush is based on Divrei Taisis for Shari Shainim, that say, that even the Man Damit Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seif HaBainis Chayiv, that's only if the Ainis was Bom Machmas HaPshia. That means, Begrama, because of the fact that he did the Pshia, in regards to whatever he did, that's why the Einus took place. For example, in the case of Tzrifa d'Orbani, had he put the money in the proper place and not put them in the Tzrifa d'Orbani, we can assume that wouldn't have been stolen, because the Maisa, the Ganav kind of found them in the Tzrifa d'Orbani. So that's an Einus haba machmas hapshia. That's what many Rishayim say. So Dr. B'Kiva Eger, according to that, we can understand that the aside of the Man D'Amar T'chlasi B'Pshia V'Seifa B'Einus Chayiv is that once this actual Hezek took place on account of the Pshia, even though there was no direct Pshia in regards to this, but it happened Machmas the Pshia, Therefore, it's batel the shem einus, and no longer has the shem einus. Whatever happened cannot be niftar mitzad the din of einus, because lemaise your pshia contributed to the fact that this hezek actually took place. So according to this, it actually has a halacha of a pshia, even lemaise in regards to what actually happened. The second shot of Rabbi Kivager is that be'emes no. Be'emes, the way it actually was genizikt was not through a pshia, it was through an einus. Nevertheless, the halacha is, from the rega that he's pesheya, his nechasam are nishtabid, and he's mechuyev to pay back the chayfetz. Now, if b'soifa shel davar nothing actually happens to the chayfetz, and he returns the chayfetz be'en, so he's mechayim the tashlumen with the chayfetz be'en. But in the event that an einus happens and he can't return the actual chayfetz, the reason why he's going to be chayev to pay is makmas the original pshia, because from that rega and onwards, he's already chayev in the tashlumi ha-chayfetz, and his nechasam are already meshubit. That's the second shot of Rabbi Kivager. Now, those two pirushim that Rabbi Kivager says, he was talking about in the world of Shaimrim. Now let's talk about in the world of Nezikin. So there are many Achrayinim, Ayin Chidushi Rabruvin and Bam Mitzi over there, Simon Chof Aleph, and look in our Riches in Sefer Avi Ezri from Rav Shach, at the end of Nezikin, he has a letter to his uncle, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, and you can look actually in the Evan Ezel also, in Nizke Mamin, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Hei, and other Achrayinim as well. They're all Ma'irer, the following Shaila. Bishlam, according to the first Mahalach of Rabbi Kivager, that Aynes Ba Machmas Apshia, it's considered Ki'ilu that there's a Pshia on this itself. So that Svarah can apply also by Nezikin. If he's Peshe in regards to Kvitza, and at the end of the day, the Kelv and Gdi fell, we consider it as if there's a Pshia, even the Gabe, the Nefila, because the Nefila happened begromas the fact that he was Peshea in regards to the Kvitza. But if you say the second Mahalach of Rabbi Kivager, L'chayre, Bishlam, Avei Shemrim, it's possible to say that, because a Shemr has an Achrayas Tashlumen for the Chayfetz. So we can say, even before any Hezek actually takes place, his Achrayas, the Shalom HaChayfetz, is already Chal, Mirega of the Pshia. Masha'enkin by Nezikin, a Mazik has no Achrayas whatsoever for the Chayfetz until a Hezek actually takes place. So even if he's a Peshea in regards to Hezek, how can we say that from that rega he's already chayv with the shlumi ha-chayfetz? He's not yet a mazik. He's peshaya in regards to a possible hezek that may occur. Because man, that any hezek didn't happen, we cannot consider him a mazik bachlal. So it's impossible to say that there's already a chayv with the shlumi chal mishas the pshia, and if it's nenas, lemaisi has a chayv with the shlumi. So l'chayra, the second pirush of Rabbi Kivager, is impossible by nezikin at all. That's the shayla that the Achrayinim posed. So the Gabi the Shaila, there are many Mahalchim had to answer, and we're going to mention two possibilities. Reb Ruvain and Kedusha Reb Ruvain in Bava Metzia, Simon Chafal of Ois Beis, he says that Tzarech Loimar, that Be'emes by Nezikin, you can also say a similar concept that we see by Shemrim. Even though it's true that a Chiyuv B'Payal, a Chayvas Tashlumen, is impossible to be Mechayiv on this person, because Man Hezek didn't happen, but the Shibud Nechasim, that his Nechasim are already Meshubit, for in the event that a Hezek may take place, that can be Chal already Mishas Pshias a Hezek. Because as soon as he's Pesheya, there's already a Siba Sachiyuv. And the Siba Sachiyuv is enough to create a Shibud Nechasim. From that Rega, his Nechasim are already Meshubit to pay back a future Chiyuv, which will be Chal Bepoyal, when the Hezek actually takes place. That's the Chiddush of Reb Ruvain, and that's the first Pirush. The second possibility can be found in the Evan HaEzel, Hilchos Niske Mamon Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hei, and he says that the emes is that Legabi Nezikin, there's a third possible Mahalach. Legabi Shaimrim, we have the two Mahalachim of Reb Kivager. Legabi Nezikin, there's a third way to understand, and that's based on a famous Shaila that the Achrayinim have in the beginning of Masechta Baba Kama. There's an Ariches in Chidush Reb Shimon Simon Aleph and many other Achrayinim. They ask the following Shaila. In the general inyan of Mamayni HaMazik, where a person is Achray for his Shar HaMazik or the like, what's the Iker Machayev? Yesh Lachkar. Is the Pshat that the Etzem fact that it is his Mamayn that makes him Achray for the Hazekis that the animal did? The inyan of Shmira is just because the Torah says, V'lo Yishmerenu, which means to say that the Torah says if a person watches his animal, then he becomes potter from the achrayas of paying for Mamayne HaMazik. But the Iker Machayev is not the Ishmira. The Iker Machayev is the etzem fact that there's a Mamayne that was Mazik. That's the first side. The second side is that no, the fact that there's a potential Mazik in his Mamayne, that creates a Chayves Shmira. Now it's his achrayas to watch that the Hezek shouldn't take place. Once he has an achrayas of Shmira, now the Ishmira, not be Machayev, is Chi of Shmira. That's what's going to be Machayev him to pay the Tashlumim. So the Iker Machayev is the Ikiyam of the Chayves Shmira. Those are the two tzadim that the Achrayim clear. And the Arayas back and forth. Zokter Bisser Zalman, now let's make a Cheshman. According to the second Mahalach, that the Iker Machayev of Niskei Mamayne is the Ishmira, Be'achreyach, we're going to have to go like the first Mahalach of Reb Kiva Eger and say that Chilasi B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'aynis is Nechshav to be a Pshia and an Ishmira, even in regards to the Aynis, because the Aynis is Ba'machmas Pshia. But according to the first Mahalach, that Be'emes, the Iker Machayev, is the fact that it's Mamayne HaMazik, we can say a new Mahalach. That really, over here, that's Mamayne HaMazik, and Be'emes, he should be Chayev. The Torah said that if a person watches, he becomes Potter. That Ptur is only if he does a proper Shmira. But if there's any element of Pshia in the Shmira, so he wasn't Mekayim, a Shmira Kel Chasa, then it's Chazar HaDavar that he's Chayiv from Mamayne HaMazik. We don't need that there should specifically be a Pshia in regards to the Hezek that actually took place. Because Be'emes, the Iker Mechayiv is, Mamayne HaMazik is Mechayiv the Bailam to pay. It's only because Shmira is a Paiter. Shmira that has any inin of Pshia, even in regards to a different thing, that's going to be Mechayivim, Lamanda Omar, Tchilosim B'Pshia, V'Saifib Oynes Chayiv. That's the Mahalach of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. According to this, it comes out that the din of Tchilas B'Shia V'Saif V'Aynas Chayev, which we find by Nezikin, is for a different reason and has a different lumdus than the din of Tchilas B'Shia V'Saif V'Aynas Chayev, which we find by Shaimrim, which is a bit of a daichik in the stamos and the pashtus of the sugyas hashas. Hayyotze comes out that in regards to Shaimrim, we have two possible mahalchim, and in regards to Nezikin, we have three possible mahalchim. In regards to Shaimrim, the two possible mahalchim are the two mahalchim of Kiveger and Bamitzia. Either we say that Aynas Abba Machas HaPshia is also considered a Pshia, or we say that from the Rega of the Pshia, it's already Neshtabnu Nechasav and Yischayiv B'Tashlumi HaChayfetz. In regards to Nezikin, we have three Mahalchim. Either we go like the first Mahalach of Rebbe Kiveger and we say that Aynas Abba Machas HaPshia is considered a Pshia, or we say the Mahalach of Rebbe Ruvain that even though Achiv Tashlumi B'Payal is not Shaykh until the Hezek takes place, but Ashiba Nechasim, even by Nezikin, is Shaykh already Meshas HaPshia. Or you say the third Mahalach, which is like Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, based on the Tzad of the Achrayim, that the Iker Machayev Mamayne HaMazik is the etzem fact that it's Mamayne, and the Shmir is just a Paiter, that B'makom Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Seifa Ba'aynis, we don't have that Paiter. That's the summary of the different Pirushim in the Inyan of Tchilas B'Shiyah V'Seifa Ba'aynis, as they apply by Shaimrim and by Nezikin. Ad Kan Shtickle number 4. And now we're going to be Messiah Be'ez Hashem with one more Shtickle, which is kashur to the shtickle that we just said. The Gemara answers that the reason why there's no tchilas b'pshia v'seifa ba'aynis is kagoyin de makarvi kalim l'gabi kaisel, dechikavsi b'kvitza le'nafli alayu. This that the Mishnah says, dafka b'kvitza, but by nafila you're going to be potter, is because there is no tchilas b'pshia in regards to the kvitza. Because the kalim are close to the kaisel, and a usual kvitza, he will not reach the kalim. So all the Rishayim ask a kasha, if that's the case of the Mishnah, and that's why by Nefila there's no Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa Ba'aynis, because it's not a Pshia L'Gabi the Kvitza, so why B'Emes, if he did be Kaifetz, is he Chayiv? L'Chayri wasn't a Pshia L'Gabi the Kvitza, because it's Makarvi Kalim L'Gabi Kaisel. How can we have that if he's Kaifetz, he's Chayiv, so it's obviously a Pshia L'Gabi Kvitza, but if he's Naifel, it's not considered Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa Ba'aynis, because there is no Tchilasi B'Pshia, because it's Makarvi Kalim L'Gabi Kaisel. L'Chayri, that's impossible. So there are two Iker Mahalchim in the Rishayim. Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz says, a daichik, that be'emes you have to read the Mishnah as follows. If he was kaifetz, meaning the kalim were not close to the kaisel, the kalim were farther away, and it's a pshia legabi kvitza, he's chayiv. And the diak is going to be, but if he's neifel, in a case where the kalim were close to the kaisel, so it makes sense that he should fall on them, but there's no pshia legabi kvitza, there he's going to be pater. So it comes out that it's letzdad and ketani. Kvitza Chayev, the Kalim were far. Nefila Potter, the Kalim were close. A second Mahalech can be found in the Rajba. Zok the Rajba, Maritiki aside, that really the case is that the Kalim were close to the Kaisel. And there isn't a Pshia Gemura Legabe Kvitza, which is why if he actually falls, there's no Din Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Seifa Ba'inus. But nevertheless, if he's actually Kaifetz, it's enough Orche to say that he's chayiv for being kaifetz. So it's orche, says the Rajba, but it's lav orche legamri. Orche works that if he's actually kaifetz, he's going to be chayiv, but the fact that it's lav orche legamri is going to say that there's no din t'chilasi b'pshia v'saifai ba'aynas. And this is the chayiv tzarech bir. If it's enough orche that if he's actually kaifetz, he's going to be chayiv, so the chayiv is called a pshia legabri kvitza. So why would we not have the din of t'chilasi b'pshia v'saifai ba'aynas chayiv? So it's yidua to be mafarish in the Eilam HaYeshivas. Al pi, divrei ha-taisvas and ba-metzia dav tzamech tzadeh gimel omer beis, divrei ha-maschel ihachi, that he says over there a similar concept. He says that what happens if a shomer socher who's chayiv b'gneiva v'aveda is pesheya, not a pshia gemura, but he's pesheya in regards to gneiva v'aveda, and it's tchilasei b'gneiva v'aveda v'soifei ba'aynas. Zok Taisvis that there's no din tchilasei b'gneiva aveda v'seifa ba'aynas to be mechayevim. In order to be chayev din tchilasei b'pshia v'seifa ba'aynas, you need a pshia gemura. So that's a similar concept as this Rashba, that tchilasei b'pshia v'seifa ba'aynas needs a full-fledged pshia. What's the pshat gufa in Taisvis? So Rebbe Eger, which we mentioned before, in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Vav, in the Ma'arocha, he says that the pshat is based on his second mahalach. According to the first Mahalach, that Ainas Abba Machmas Apshia, that's considered Kilu Pasha. The Chayr, there's no Makam to be Mahalach between a Pshia Gemura or a partial Pshia of Gneva Aveda. If we say that anything that's Abba Machmasa is included in that Pshia, so then it's applied by Gneva Aveda or a weaker Pshia as well. But if you say like the second Mahalach, that the Pshia is already Machayv, creates a Chayvas Tashlumen, and creates a Shibun Nechasim, then we could say that this major Yisoid, that Bishas Maisa Apshia, is already Chal Echiyuv, even though nothing yet happened, that's only by a Pshia Gemura. Mashenkin by a Pshia of Gneva V'Aveda, that does not yet create a Chiyuv Tashlumen or a Shibun Nechasim. So Memela, if afterwards what happened was an Oynes, he's going to be Potter. So in order to Shtel to Rabbi Kiveger to this Rashba, we're going to be Mechuyiv to say, like the Mahalach of Reb Ruvain in understanding Tchilasi B'Pshia V'Saifa Ba'aynas Chayiv by Nezikin. If you go like the Mahalach of Reb Ruvain, and we say that even by Nezikin, although a Chiyuv Tashlum of B'Pail cannot yet be Chal B'Shas Pshia, but there's already a Shibun Nechasim Chal B'Shas Pshia, so we can say the same you say to Reb Kiveger in regards to Nezikin as well, that the only time that we say that there's already a Shibun Nechasim Chal from Shas Pshia is only by a Pshia Gemura, but not by a weaker Pshia of Orche, but V'Lav Orche Lagamri, to like the level of the Rajba. But if we're going to say like any of the other two Mahalchim, if we're going to say like the first Mahalach of Rebbe Kiva Eger, that Aynas Abba Machmas Apshia is considered that it's Abba Machmas Apshia, so then, like Rebbe Kiva Eger himself says, there's no Makam to be Machalik between a Pshia Gemura or a weaker Pshia. V'hu Adin, if we're going to say like Rebbe Zalman's Mahalach, that as long as he didn't do a Shmira Gemura, he's Chayiv mitzad the fact that it's Mamaniya Mazik. Here also, he didn't do a proper Shmira, so he should be Chayiv mitin Mamaniya Hamazik. But if you go like the middle Mahalach, which was Reb Ruvain's Mahalach, then Divrei HaRashba, Osian Shapir, that the only time that there's a ready Yeshiva Nechasim Chal Mishas Pshia is only by a Pshia Gemura, and not by something that's Lav Orche Legamri, and that will be a beer in the Rashba's Mahalach in our Sugya of Kagayin de Makarvi Kalim Legabi Kaisel. There's enough of a Pshia to be Machayiv him that it actually was a Kvitza, but in regards to the Din Tichlasi Pshia of Seifa Ba'ainis, it isn't a Pshia Gemura, so he's going to be Potter. Ad kan this shir on Bava Kama Daf Chof Aleph.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.